Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You probably heard a bellyful over the weekend. You just can't take anymore. The stupid sender back speech, right? It was racist and toxic and homophobic and terrible and racist and terrible. And of course they were referring to race. What else could they have been referring to? Okay, I did an interesting experiment this weekend. I wanted to get the full context of the sender back chant at the Trump rally. So I Googled, you know, sender back, Trump rally, blah, blah, blah. Every link that comes up, every single link that comes up starts when the sender back chant starts. Every single one that's on that first Google page, I don't know what it is, page is back, starts at the sender back chant. You can't see what caused it. You would have to go to the original CNBC or C-SPAN audio to get it. There's a reason they did that. There's a good reason they did that. I'm going to play it for context right now. I'm going to play the lead up to the sender back chant. The chant breaks out right at the point where Trump is talking about Ilhan Omar's anti-Semitism, which the Democrats had to condemn. It's not something Trump made up. The Democrats had to pass a resolution condemning anti-Semitism, but couldn't bring themselves to name who the anti-Semite they were condemning was. Remember, this was after Ilhan Omar's remark about the Benjamins. Benjamin is a Jewish name. It was a slur on Jews. And after Rashida Tlaib, one of the squad, said that the Holocaust gave her, what did she say, a comforting feeling? Feeling of peace? I have to look up her exact words. They were horrific. Folks, should we react to anti-Semitism at all? Should we condemn it? Should we be horrified by it? I mean, the history of anti-Semitism in the last 100 years, it hasn't led anywhere good. Millions dead. I mean, should we not be outraged by anti-Semitism? Listen to the lead up here. There's a reason they're cutting it off. I had to go back to the original speech to even find it. And you tell me if it's morally wrong to condemn what Trump described. Every one of these are factual. Take a listen.
Omar laughed that Americans speak of Al-Qaeda in a menacing tone and remarked that you don't say America with this intensity. You say Al-Qaeda makes you proud. Al-Qaeda makes you proud. Don't speak that way about America. And at a press conference just this week, when asked whether she supported Al-Qaeda, that's our enemy. That's our enemy. They are a very serious problem that we take care of, but they always seem to come along somewhere. She refused to answer. She didn't want to give an answer to that question. Omar blamed the United States for the crisis in Venezuela.
By the way, are you hearing anything racist here? Is there anything, any reference to race whatsoever? That's why they're cutting it off. That's why all the videos are that you find when you search for this because you want to hear it yourself online, they're cued right to where the chant starts. They cut out all this. See the reason why?
I mean, think of that one. And she looks down with contempt on the hardworking American, saying that ignorance is pervasive in many parts of this country. And obviously and importantly, Omar has a history of launching vicious anti-Semitic screeds. And she talked about the evil Israel, and it's all...
All right. So, can you... Well, let's play. What the heck?
About the Benjamins. Not a good thing to say.
Right. Do you realize what just happened there? The folks at the Trump rally did what the Democrats would not do. They condemned anti-Semitic comments by a known anti-Semite by name. Democrats wouldn't do it. They refused to name their anti-Semite. I mean, should we not break into chants of outrage over anti-Semitism? Never mind the Al-Qaeda stuff. The full context sure changes things, doesn't it?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.